You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Negotiations continue between the White House and congressional leaders over raising the nation's debt ceiling. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports.
Congressional Democrats are definitely saying that they're worried that the White House will give too much, particularly when it comes to work requirements for social programs, things like Medicare, Medicaid, welfare. They don't want the White House to get talked into adding stiffer work requirements than already exist. That's something that Republicans do want.
The Nebraska state legislature has passed a bill that combines a 12-week abortion ban with restrictions on gender-affirming care for minors. Democratic Senator George Duncan called the measure wrong-headed.
Colleagues, we should not be in the business of telling people what they can and can't do with their bodies.
A Washington, D.C. police officer has been accused of leaking sensitive information to the far-right group called the Proud Boys. More from WTOP reporter Nick Iannelli.
Shane Lamond, a D.C. police lieutenant, is facing federal charges of obstruction of justice and making false statements. Prosecutors say Lamond provided inside information to Enrique Tarrio, the former leader of the Proud Boys, in December of 2020 after Tarrio was involved in a rally in D.C. where a Black Lives Matter banner was stolen from a church and burned. Lamond allegedly tipped Tarrio off that he was going to be arrested in the case.
A Tennessee judge has decided to continue to block the release of records and more video footage in the investigation into the death of Tyre Nichols. Five Memphis police officers have been charged.
The judge said he wants to make public as much information as possible, but also wants to ensure that the officer's right to a fair trial isn't compromised. The 29-year-old Nichols died in January, 3 days after he was beaten by the officers who have since been fired and charged with second-degree murder. They've pleaded not guilty.
That's CBS's Christopher Cruz. The TSA is expanding the use of facial recognition programs to scan passengers, but Meg Foster at Georgetown University says she's concerned about the unintended consequences.
It's normalizing the adoption of biometric technology that we don't need, and in a very stressful context where people don't actually, I would say, have a true option to opt out.
Federal health officials are watching a new outbreak of Mpox in Chicago. CBS's Roxana Saberi reports.
Since mid-April, there's been about 23 cases that have been reported, and about half of those have been fully vaccinated.
And 3 out of 5 Americans are reporting financial strain due to inflation.
When you think about the Americans that are affected the most, it definitely is those who don't have as much money and probably haven't seen as large of a gain in wages.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Are we starting? I don't hear any music.
Go ahead, Mike. Don, go ahead.
Okay. I can't hear anything, though.
The music's not working right now. Go ahead, start.
Uh-oh. Music's not working. So May 20th, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown. I feel like I should be singing for you. Or Anastasia, you could be giving me some vocals here. I have Anastasia, our engineer, here. We're coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the WAUK studio here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And speaking of parks, it goes without saying that we have a brutal cold season here in Wisconsin and the North in general, but there's also no denying that there's no place in the world like summer in the Milwaukee area, watching the leaves grow on the trees, the sunshine, and the hotter temperatures never gets old. And the same can be said for Waukesha's parks, pools, and programs in forestry. And here to talk about it is Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager. I got that right, didn't I, Mary?
You did get that
Sounds
right,
great.
John.
Welcome. And Aaron Lehner, who I'm meeting for the first time, our Interim Forestry Supervisor. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
How you both doing on this beautiful sunny day?
Doing well.
We're doing great. We're glad you didn't ask us to sing. So
yeah,
that was good.
That
would have been, that could have been rough.
Yeah,
that could have been rough, though.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get that fixed because I had a nice little kind of summery selection of music. So anyway, I wanted to say, you know, last year we had Mike Talask on the show, and I didn't realize that Mike had retired as the forestry supervisor after 35-plus years, I believe, of faithful service to our city and to our trees. And but this is a busy time for you both. And, you know, we've got some new programs. The program guides went out already, right?
The program guides are out. And
Sounds
by the
good.
Way, Don, happy yes. kids to Happy Kids to Parks Day today, May 20th.
I love it. Kids to Park Day. And the mayor did a proclamation about that, right?
He did.
Mayor Riley, okay.
He did.
So tell us about it.
Again, we're encouraging kids to get out to local parks and for families to get out and enjoy the outdoors. So we do have a playground passport program this year. It's backed by popular demand. So last year we ran the program. So if you just print out the passport online, you can visit 31 different playgrounds and answer questions and win prizes. So it's self-paced. You can do it at your own leisure.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we have 31 parks in play. Is that right?
We have 50. We 50, actually
okay.
have 50 parks.
Okay.
We have 31 playgrounds. So we're encouraging folks to get out and enjoy our playgrounds and visit all 30, challenge themselves to try to visit all 31.
Sounds great. And any new programs this year?
We do. We always have new programs.
Love it,
so
love it.
Obviously, we have a lot of new pickleball offerings. But I will say with our special events, We're offering Jazz in the Park this year at Cutler Park. That'll be on Wednesdays, so that's a new offering. But there's always new things in the activity guide. We have a swim and park program, and we have new enrichment programs. So the guide is just chock full with kinds of things to do.
Sure. Any tree climbing programs?
We do have a tree climbing program. So our Treetop Explorers does a wonderful job. What a unique opportunity for families. It's not just kids. Families, the whole family can climb.
Definitely. And, you know, and that's what I love. You know, like I said, you've got a robust offering of great summer programs. But you also have, if you're really bored, if you're really running out of things to do, you can go climb a tree. Kids of any age. And Aaron, how is our forestry program going these days?
We're very busy. Right now we're in the middle of our planting season. So we got about 400 trees that we're scheduled to plant this spring. We're probably about halfway through right now.
Sure.
We're taking a step at a time. We've got a little short staff. We got a couple people left. We got a couple open positions. So if anybody knows an arborist, send them our way.
Anastasia, tell your friends. And maybe. So Johnny's on hold at the farmer's market. And Johnny, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, Johnny, if you're looking for some extra work here, I need to get you in touch with Aaron from forestry. They need some good arborists. So,
okay, if I'm looking for some extra work, I'll make sure that I get a hold of them.
You love being outside. So, what's going on at the farmer's market?
I'm an outdoors guy. What a beautiful day down at the farmer's market, man. I'll tell you what, the sun is out. Got a nice little cool breeze. I'm standing right next to Chris Janet from State Farm Insurance, and he's also heads up kind of the efforts down here at the farmer's market.
I'm
just going to make a quick hand off the phone quick to you.
Love Chris.
And say hi to Chris, okay? There you go.
Hey, Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Good. Chris, say hi to Mary Berg and Aaron Lehnert from Parks and Rec. Have you met them yet?
I believe I met one of them.
Okay.
Good morning, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
So, Aaron's a guy, though. But...
Oh, okay. Good morning, Aaron. Sorry about
it's
that.
A-A-R-O-N, right? A-A-R-O-N. Right?
That's correct.
Gotcha. So, gotcha.
Good deal.
I've got one of those names that goes both ways, too, and confuse people. And even worse with my last name being Janet really throws people off.
There you go. Love it. So, Chris, how's everything going there for you? And this is your first year overseeing things at the farmer's market. How's everything looking so far?
Yeah, right now everything's looking pretty good. Been chatting with all the vendors. Everyone seems pretty happy. We've got a nearly full capacity market. So right now everyone seems very happy. I had a vendor that's been here since the beginning, sold out for the first time ever last week. So, so far so good. Things are looking really good.
That's good. So the demand is still there for great produce and fresh products and
The demand absolutely is there, and right now obviously it's a lot of early season produce. So once we get the rest of our produce rolling in, it'll really be good. And looking to do some fun things this season. Looking at getting like some face painting in and some balloon animals, maybe a traveling petting zoo. So trying to do some other things for families and for the community to really continue making the farmers market a destination.
Sounds good. Well, I'm going to coordinate with Mary. She may have done it already. Make sure you guys get some up. Program guides at your information desk and at the Walk Radio table for people who haven't seen them yet. I know they get delivered to all the homes, but it's just nice for people to have one, a quick grab and go.
Absolutely.
Perfect. So, that would be outstanding.
All right. Well, Chris, we'll let you get back to work if you could put Johnny on, but thanks so much for joining this morning and best of luck in your maiden voyage there with the farmer's market.
Yeah, no problem. And if anyone's got any questions related to the farmer's market, they can certainly go to our website for the Waukesha Downtown Business Association and reach out. And we'll certainly get back to them or just leave some information on Facebook.
Sounds terrific. All right. Thanks again, Chris.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. So speaking of great days, Johnny, you must be enjoying yourself, right?
Yeah, I am. Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate the check. All right, man.
Any
okay,
news?
Don. Well, that's it for now.
Okay, good. We'll check. We'll check.
Yeah,
in
I'm gonna check
today,
in with you.
So. Hey, Johnny, we're having a problem with the music, so we may have you stay on. We may have you call back after the break and favor us with a tune. Okay.
Oh well, hey, I should have brought my harmonicas this morning.
There you go. Yeah, maybe stick us close to the band there in the front. That would be fun if they got a good number playing.
All right. Let me know what I can do.
You
to
come
help
up
out,
with
brother.
Some ideas. Yep. All right, we'll work with you on that. Thanks, Johnny.
Okay. Talk to you.
All right.
Yep, bye.
So Johnny Watermelon, ladies and gentlemen, our If you remember, Mike Fratello was the czar of the telestrator on NBA basketball with Marv Albert. Johnny is our czar of the farmer's market, so telling us all the great things going on there. So, but back to Aaron Lehner, interim forestry supervisor, and Mary Berg, recreation services manager for our wonderful parks and rec. And I know from my own experience as alderman, they do a top-shelf job. I mean, you go to any one of our parks, there's a lot of great things going on. I know I had a question I wanted to check up on, and maybe this isn't like part of your domain of emphasis. Hillcrest Park, how are we coming with that that project there?
Well, we can tell you that the pavilion is in. We built a beautiful pavilion, so it's happening in phases. So that first phase has been completed. There's just so much history there. What a great asset. What a great park.
The old Nike missile base.
Correct.
And they're going to have an outdoor Cold War museum experience, right, as part of the...
We're hoping to include some interpretive signage. How exactly that'll be developed, that'll be in phase two.
Okay.
That's still in progress, but a great way to honor that history.
Sure.
Yeah, the pavilion is finished. We're still waiting for the amenities to come in, but the actual shelter is completed.
That sounds great. And will there be like kind of an opening night reception or anything like that, or any
after further development, for sure, we'll have an opening ceremony. As part of Waukesha Unlocked, we had some representatives that served there.
Oh, neat.
So you were actually able to hear firsthand the history of that location. So for us, incorporating that rich history is so important. So I'm sure down the line there'll be more opportunities to meet people who have served there and actually hear it firsthand.
Okay. Fantastic. I look forward to that. Yeah. So, and then another phase, I know it's not part of this project, is they're going to develop that tower so people will be able to go up there safely and viewing.
Is part of the development.
I can't wait for it. Because when all that's done, I believe it's going to be a major attraction for the region. People will want to have weddings there or just go there to,
Well, if people have not been there, it's a beautiful sight.
It is,
I think it's kind of a hidden gem that a lot of people don't know about.
Right. One of the tallest points in the city.
Correct.
So I didn't know about it until I was alderman.
Yeah.
To be honest. And I'd already lived here at that point for like 7 years. So, in the Banting Park neighborhood. So, and that was part of my legislative district, the original District 1. So, the OD, as we like to say in gang speak. So... Fantastic. So we have a little less than 2 minutes here before the first break. And I wanted to point it out. The city did a great post on LinkedIn. They do a lot of great posts. And this was about a picture of the original Buckner Pool, which was actually the park featured a sandy beach. And I think it was in a lake form. And now, it's become a pool. And since that project, it's probably the one of the best places to be in the summer in Waukesha. There's always a line to get in.
Oh, absolutely. It's beloved. So I would encourage people to remember before Thursday, June 1st, to buy your pool pass. There is a discount prior to that date. And Buckner is wonderful. If you go out there, I was just out there the other day and people were playing on the ball diamond and we had pickleball players out there. I mean, the park was really alive.
I love it. And it's a great neighborhood park, a real model for other type of urban lake parks. I love it. So, I mean, you'll see kickball games at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, for sure.
And neighbors are out there on the front porch watching it.
I love it.
A lot of fun. So, terrific. So, when we come back from this break, we're going to hear more about the great programs from Mary Berg and Aaron Lehnert from our Parks and Rec. And wonder mind, Mary's also going to help me find some veterans for next week's show. We have an opening. Clara Jelasic, our lacrosse star from Carroll, and her coach Hodges will join us on June 10th. June 3rd, we have Kelly Kramers from Libraries to talk about their summer reading program. So, a lot to look forward to on Saturday mornings. But more from Parks and Rec when This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away. And the music's back on.
And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting Wounded.
Back. Anastasia, can you guess who the artist is? Oh, I told you.
Unfortunately, I mean, I'm looking at the
page for it. Have you heard this before?
I have heard it before, yeah.
Nice. Who doesn't love Sly and the Family Stone? Hot fun in the summertime. And summer, and making our summer more fun are our good friends here from Waukesha Parks and Rec, representing that entire team. Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager. Her second tour of duty here with This Week in Waukesha and Walk Radio. So glad to have you back here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And our interim forestry supervisor, Aaron Lehnert. So we were talking about summer programs. What do we have for the youth? I know that's a big question.
Oh, there's so many things for our youth. We were just talking about the pool. We were just talking about Buckner. And certainly at the top of the list is learning to swim and continuing to develop your swimming ability. So I certainly encourage people to get out to the pool, and it's a great activity to do. But obviously we have music classes, ballet, tumbling, cheerleading, taekwondo. Nice. We have our sports, rugby, soccer, basketball, baseball, flag football, softball, t-ball, nice. Kickball. So we've got the Milwaukee Bucks camp this summer. We've got camp opportunities. So really all of the sports, enrichment programs, swimming, tennis, you name it, we have it.
Sure. And I've seen the baseball at Banting Park. When that takes place.
It's great.
And it's great to see the park all filled up. And
I love that.
One of these days, it's my ultimate goal is that every morning we've got kids out there playing baseball.
Right.
So hopefully someday we'll work on it as I get my foundation in development. So I wanted to cut in. So we mentioned the kids. We talk about Buckner Park with that new water treatment, that there's some programming for seniors too, correct?
There's a lot of programming for seniors at Buckner. So it's a fitness-focused pool. So okay. We do have a channel there, which people can walk or run in.
Okay.
And also it turns into an opportunity for you just to kind of rest and ride on a tube later.
Sure.
Kind of more of a lazy river experience.
Lazy River, that sounds like my
seat. There we go. But we do have the channel, and we do use it in two different ways. We have exercise bikes out at the pool that people can jump on when they're there. We have a lap lane available. But then we have classes for people that like to have the group experience when they work out. So lots of water exercise classes. And really, it's there's no better way outside in the water.
Yeah. No doubt. So, hey, this one, I'd be remiss because talked, today's the Kids in the Park Day.
Correct.
We have, so there's another timely announcement I didn't want to miss is on May 13th, the Waukesha Freeman announced that Mike Payne is stepping down as the 9th District Alderman. And Mayor Sean Riley's office is accepting applicants from the 9th Aldermanic District who are interested in serving under Waukesha Common Council. As a former alderman, I highly encourage it. In fact, it was very flattering when Mary came in. She said, are you going to run for alderman again someday? But it really is a great opportunity to serve this city, to help make an influence. And for me in particular, it was great to be able to work with Parks and Rec on so many meaningful projects. And I wasn't even on the Park and Rec board. And so it's just a great crew they have there. But please get your, I believe it's by June 1st, you have to get your application, or just a cover letter on why you want to be alderman, or alder, I should say, and your resume, and email that into Mayor Sean Riley's office. For more, you can call the mayor's office, and Rebecca can walk you through that. But I do encourage anyone that's interested in serving. It's really a great opportunity to look out for your neighbors. And one thing I enjoyed about alderman is that I'd get a call about trees, because there's always issues with trees. And it was so nice to be able to forward an email to Mike Talaska. And now it's you, Aaron. I regret we didn't get a chance to work together. But I always found forestry, like the Parks and Rec, like the rest of the city, just being extremely responsive and help and doing a great job of educating our residents on proper tree care, as well as how best to address some of those issues with the trees in their neighborhood. So,
yeah, we do our best to respond to homeowner requests as quickly as we can. Can't always get there the next day, but we definitely do our best to try to educate everybody on what we do to care for the trees. And
Does it go without saying this is your favorite time of year to be outside?
It certainly is. Yeah, this is great. Not we used to say that there's the big three. There's a little bit of breeze, no bugs, and the sun is shining. So this is about as good as it gets.
That's fantastic. And what are some of the big projects you have working out for it? Because I know, like I said, being understaffed, and I know we had when Mike was serving, we had that one. Wasn't Dutch Elms, but it was another. Like it was an ash.
Emerald. We're still dealing with emerald ash borer. It's actually, I like to think of it as a long term. Or a slow-moving natural disaster is really what it is. And we're managing that by, we've done a lot of removals, so we've removed some of the worst trees first, and we're continuing to treat some of the better ash trees. We will continue to treat them as long as we can. We'll slowly phase those trees out and replace them with different species. But right now we've got still over 3,000 trees that we're treating, and so we got another big project we have is right around the corner here is West Broadway. We're going to be reforesting the street there because we lost a lot of trees with that road construction. So that's going to look real different at the end of summer. So
I hear you.
Yeah, we kind of get to put the cherry on the top of that project.
Love it.
Because we're one of the last parts of that project.
So at least I love your, we have less than a minute for the next break, but it seems like with some of these calamities or these, like I said, with construction, you actually look forward to these projects because you see opportunities for innovation or doing some fun
absolutely.
Things.
Yep, we get to try something new.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's fun.
So when we come back from the break, Mary's going to tell us about the new Jazz in the Park series at Cutler Park, which takes place on Wednesdays. So stick around for that. And then June 17th, Dan Dukniak of the Water Utility will be my guest to talk about this little project we're doing with Lake Michigan Water that's a real watershed, pun intended, for our city. So, but much more to talk about on Parks and Rec when This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up to US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Civic.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do.
Carefree highway,
let me slip away on you.
Carefree highway.
Sorry. This is like air singing.
That's it. Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and I'm sure everybody knows this song in this week. Gordon Lightfoot, Carefree Highway, and as we all know, you know, we lost Gordon Lightfoot on May 1st at the age of 84, but quite a legacy, touched so many lives, a great North American, Canadian, born and bred, and Lightfoot's hit song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, told the story of the largest ship to ever sink on the Great Lakes, and that song brought so much attention and awareness to shipwrecks along the Great Lakes and open people to tell more stories. And really had a big influence on kind of defining the character of this region. And so his music will, you know, obviously live on. And Jim Brown died yesterday, too. Football legend, considered, you know, one of the greatest football players of all time. And so going back to sports here, we have Mary Berg and Aaron Lehner from Parks and Rec. But Rec is more than sports. Again, an ode to Gordon Lightfoot. It's also about music. And Mary's telling us about a new new series in the musical program this summer, Cutler Park.
Yes. Like Don mentioned, we love music in Waukesha, and it's important to us. And we have a Jazz in the Park is a new opportunity. It's going to be on Wednesdays. So July 12th, July 19th, and July 26th, we're going to have top-notch musicians in our park. And we're going to have Mobcraft Brewery. They're going to be providing service at 6 o'clock in the park.
Nice.
With music following from 7 to 9.
Okay.
That's so fantastic. That's a great opportunity. Of
right.
course, we have our popular Tribute Tuesdays.
Yeah.
We have our Civic Band, which is so traditional
yeah.
to Waukesha. Love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So we encourage everybody to come out during the week for
That's
some
terrific.
Great music.
And what about Wednesday nights again? I just wonder.
Jazz and Cutler Park.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. And it's those dates that you mentioned?
Those three dates.
That's
so
terrific.
We're trying it for the first time, and we encourage everybody to get out and
sure.
enjoy the great musicians.
I was a co-founder of a jazz festival in Evanston, Illinois. In our third year, we had 5,000 people in downtown Waukesha.
Wow.
It was really fun. And some of our headliners included McCoy Tyner, who was John Coltrane's pianist, and Stanley Turrentine, legendary sax player. It really was fun. Jazz is so much about history and story as it is about the music. There's so much oral like tradition and history, and it obviously had a huge influence on rock and roll. So I'm really glad that you're adding that element to the music program. And I'm also, you know, I want to have a Pogues cover band with me as Shane McGowan. So maybe we'll have to work on that.
Okay.
Even if it's just one night. So I'll have to get Guinness or some like Irish beer to sponsor it. So Johnny's back from the farmer's market, it looks like. Johnny, what's going on? Sounds like
Hey, Don, how you doing?
We're doing great here. Did you know we have Jazz in the Park now, thanks to our Parks and Rec people on Wednesday nights at
Cutler? I just
yeah.
heard that.
So.
I'm going to have to go over there and give it a listen. That
yeah.
sounds like a lot of fun.
Johnny's a jazz man from way back. So go ahead.
I am. I'm a jazz man and a blues man. I play a really mean blues harp.
There you go.
You know, especially after a little fun around the campfire.
Sounds good.
Hey, I wanted to make a quick introduction to the listening audience. My friend Mike Riggs from Bayview Bread. I'm telling you what, dude, I buy his bread every week down here. He makes a cranberry walnut bread that
Ooh.
Is fabulous. And I'm just going to give Mike a second to introduce himself and tell you a little bit about Bayview Bread.
Mike,
here you go.
Good morning. Welcome, Bayview Bread.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you, more
good,
importantly?
Good. Feeling great.
That's good.
Yeah, we're Bayview Bread. We're on Bayview Road in a Conwalk. I've had to explain
OC.
That more than
yeah. People think you're from Bayview. I was
thinking
Bayview of the neighborhood, Milwaukee. So okay.
Right. I just thought, hey, well, let's call it this. We live on this road. So, but I like the imagery of the
sure.
logo and everything.
Good branding,
but I started
yeah.
baking bread, and you know, we went through the whole process of. You know, going to markets and getting our name out there, and we licensed our kitchen. So we don't do retail sales on the property, but we do wholesale retail there. We do farmers markets, Waukesha.
Sure. How many years have you been with Waukesha now? Because I remember seeing you there last year, or over the last few years.
I've been here in Waukesha for 2 years now.
2 years. Okay, this is year two. Okay, terrific. So, good. And how's business
yeah.
this morning?
That's the breath. A very good business. A lot of people out and about. Yeah.
Sounds
it's a great market market. A lot of people are just real heavy heavy shoppers out here. It doesn't matter what the weather is, if it's raining or cloudy or sunny, they're here.
Sounds great. We'll have to connect you with our Parks and Rec people here because they do a lot of different events and they like to have a food and hospitality component to it. And I think yours could be a great fit for some of the programs that they have.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure to connect you with Mary Berg here from Parks and Rec. So, Mike, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and have a great market today. I'm going to be stopping by there. I have a short window before my son's baseball game out in Whitefish Bay. So, I'll be sure to check you out.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mike. Johnny, on the spot.
Yeah, Don.
How we doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I just wanted to say thank you for letting me check in with you. I just love the farmer's market here. Mike's got a really cool bread stand thing. He's really, 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 really famous. He sells out just about every weekend. So
wow.
If you're interested,
that's huge. Yeah.
Get the folks down here.
Yeah. And Johnny, I'll be joining you one of these Saturdays soon. I want to start getting down there and doing this show. And I know we got some technical things we need to figure out, but like a Wi-Fi password. Really high level
we'll get
stuff,
that taken
you know.
Care of.
Yeah, once we do, I want to get down there on a nice, a beautiful day and be a part of that. So, Johnny, thanks so much for the updates.
Yeah.
I know our listening audience greatly appreciates it. I know Mary and Aaron can't wait to get over there and get some of the.
Okay.
Save some
Sounds
of those mushrooms
great,
for me. I'm supposed to bring mushrooms home for the wife. Okay?
You know the mushroom vendor looks great, and the flowers. I mean, there's flowers galore here. So.
Sounds All great. Right. All right, Johnny.
Sounds good.
Thanks again.
Thanks,
Talk soon. Yep.
Sure.
All right. Hey, we're back with Mary Berg and Aaron Lehnert with Parks and Rec. And it kind of makes you hungry, all that farmer's market stuff, huh?
It does.
Sounds great. So there was another thing I wanted to bring up about the tree program, is the forestry program, is that there is a couple recreational components. We mentioned the tree climbing, but there's also like a tree walk you can do. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
That's correct. I've actually got a little brochure here. We've got... a tree walk down at Fox River Sanctuary.
Okay. Yeah, hold it up because you're on the Facebook live screen so people can see it.
There you go.
Nice.
It's a fold out. It's actually, I fit this right in my wallet. So it goes through the different tree species that we have, some of the different tree species we have in the sanctuary.
And there's QR codes.
Yep. It's easily, you can learn more from every tree. It's got a little bit of information. And
you can walk the entire sanctuary?
Yep. It's a pretty well guided walk. There's a little map on the back. It'll just take you from tree to tree, and you can learn more about them.
You know, for those of you looking for different exercise options, because we're not all health club people, that's a great option. I think doing and getting some great education and great, you know, just being close to nature and our trees.
Absolutely. Yep. And Fox River Sanctuary is a really unique park. It does have quite a variety of different tree species.
Sounds great. Now, I was thinking of walks, but do we have any kind of track and field type of rec programs this summer?
Track and field. We've done some track and field within our before and after school program. So this last weekend, 175 children participated in a character run. They had worked throughout the school year, built up their running skills, and
I love it.
Participated, and it was great.
You said it was 900 students?
We have 900 in our program, and 175 participated in the run on Saturday. It's just so tough because of those 900, a lot have baseball, soccer, whatnot on the weekend, so there's competing activities. But to have 175 children run in Frame Park last week was outstanding.
Okay.
I will mention, in addition to the tree walk, we do have the public art walk within the city.
Love it.
And we just got a new piece with Sharp Literacy Frame Park. Children are our future. I encourage people to check that out. And we do have other historic walks available on our City of Waukesha website that you can go to. And again, it's a nice way to get people out and connected with our community.
Sure. Thank you. And speaking of track and field, I wanted to mention, I want to take you to Rochester, New York for a moment, where Carroll University's Maria Falk, Kate Gudatis, Stephen Hermson, Jimmy Hinckley, and Vanessa Altenbrook have qualified for the 2023 NCAA Division III Outdoor Track and Field Championships there in Rochester, May 25th to the 27th. Falk is the lone pioneer who has not had experience in the NCAA Outdoor Championship, but the others returned to the championship after the experience last season. So we wishing them well, especially the sophomore Maria Falk from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, who qualifies in the first heat of the women's shot put event. So she was a two-time all-conference performer in the shot put and hammer, and had a season-high distance of 13.54 meters in the shot, so in the indoor season. So where she also competed in the indoor championship. So the best of luck to all of them. And, you know, I want to note, you know, two of those student athletes come from Illinois, and they choose to come here to Carroll University in Waukesha. And I think that's just another great statement on what a great school we have here. What a great university partner our community has. And does Park and Rec, is there much partnerships or interaction with our friends at Carroll?
There certainly is. And Frame Park is a good example.
That's right. You know, home of the Pioneers.
It's fantastic. I was just down there the other day watching a game. I mean, it's a great opportunity. So certainly we partner in a lot of different ways. Yep. And certainly with their students and in terms of employment and volunteerism.
That's right.
Carroll has been so strong. I mean, they have a service day. They're always offering to help, so it's wonderful.
That's great.
So we have
and
Carroll
Helfer Field too, right?
Yeah.
So
Carroll, in addition to, we have 272 partners.
Wow.
That partner actively partner with our community. So I think that's
could
pretty
you name
special.
Them all right now? No, I'm kidding. Hey, but speaking of Frame Park, I wanted to let everyone know. Congrats to Waukesha South baseball on Monday night. They won the first of two of the Crosstown Classic against rivals Waukesha North, 2-1. Thanks to some great pitching on both sides. But on the winning side, we had lefties Tanis Lang and Brighton Staub, whose father works for Carroll, combining for the win and save, respectively, in a great battle, winning the big bat that the two teams now fight for, or that's been reintroduced into the rivalry. But game two is this Monday night at Frame Park at 7:30. And the two teams, it's a home, in addition to Carroll's, it's North and South's home field. So they will be switching dugouts as North gets to play host. And I know that Don Radomski's Purple People Eaters will be looking for revenge this Monday night at 7:30. So be there. We should have nice weather and another great game between these two teams. So we have about a minute and a half before the next break. And I wanted to get into just really quick, because you said arts. You mentioned the art walk. What other types of art programs do we have in the summer for our kids through Parks and Rec?
So we have painting programs. We have other preschool type programs that you can do where it's just basic art and
sure.
more exploratory and that kind of thing.
Neat.
So yeah, and we're of course connecting with our good partner Sharp Literacy within our playground programs, and they brought to us, gifted the city two beautiful art pieces that are now in Frame Park. So we incorporated into our traditional programs, our traditional playground programs, as well as our wraparound care at summer school.
Oh, that's terrific. I love that. So and how about some art for seniors, too? Any opportunities for the seniors to get involved?
We do have opportunities for seniors to get involved. We have cooking we have anything from cooking classes to fitness classes to trips. There's a lot of opportunities. Again, just take
great.
A peek in the activity
right.
guide. And
Good
we
deal.
Try to really get a lot of our seniors outdoors during the summer
Sounds
as
great.
Well, too.
Okay.
So
when we come back from the break, okay. we're going to talk more in our final segment about all the great things Parks and Rec has. Don't go away.
Slip away on you.
Jim, you're too kind.
That's so nice.
Thank you.
That looks pretty amazing.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. James Santel has just entered the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, getting ready for his show, Morning Cannolis. And our guests, Mary Berg and Aaron Lehner from Parks and Rec, have been graced with Jim's Morning Cannoli. Hold them up there for the...
Oh, my gosh.
So it's... You again, the real ultimate tribute of being on this week in Waukesha is getting one of Jim's Morning Cannolis, and just really, really grateful for this collaboration and partnership. And Jim, as always, has a full agenda of the latest legal issues, and I'm wondering what may appear on his agenda. I don't know, but you know, this week it was announced that Dr. James Siebert, superintendent of schools, will be seeking termination for first grade teacher Melissa Temple for her social media post in response to the leadership at higher school where she taught, not allowing to use the song Rainbow Land in one of their spring concerts, Rainbow Land by Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus. And while I don't deny the teacher may very well have violated school policies about teachers' behavior on social media, perhaps a bigger question was why the song was not allowed in the first place. And it'd be great if Jim has time dedicated to this to talk about what maybe some of the legal recourses that the teacher may have and where the school is involved as well. So, but more great good news on the school side, though, too, is that Waukesha South had its annual senior scholarship night on, this week on May 17th. It was an evening of celebration for our impressive students and their supporters along the way. It was also a reminder of how dedicated our community is to education. Many community partners, scholarship donors, came to present. 55 seniors were honored with scholarships, receiving 112 scholarships, totaling nearly $1.5 million in scholarship funds. And I'd love to mention all their names, but a couple from the baseball team, good friends. I have to congratulate Robert Savickle on winning the Noah Moroz Memorial Scholarship. Family very, very honored by that. And then Eric Teagues won the Norm Ceiling Scholar Athlete Award. Eric, as you know, was on our show with his dad last November and announced here that he was going to Boyd College, where he'll be studying, I believe it's physics, and playing baseball for the Buccaneers. So congratulations to them and to so many of the great students at South and throughout our community. And I also wanted to give a big shout out to, if I can find it here, yes, from the Waukesha Education Foundation, delivered 26 grants to 17 schools in three district programs, totaling a record-breaking $50,000. So, you know, very, very excited for their support as well in our community. So back to Mary and Aaron, Parks and Rec. I know we were talking about some programming, and senior programming in the area of arts in general. We've covered some music. We've covered all the different sports. What are some of your favorites to work on? Or which ones do you say have the highest like participation?
Well, certainly it's hard to ignore our pools and that wonderful opportunities with Horeb and Buckner. We love our pools. And really being able to get outside during the summer and enjoy and exercise outdoors, it's just a wonderful opportunity for for our whole community, regardless of what age you are. I think everybody really looks forward to that. Our fitness classes are certainly very strong. We have an opportunity on the first and third Mondays to exercise, do Zumba on the back patio of Rotary by the beautiful Fox River. So it's great to exercise outside, and that doesn't cost the community anything. You can just go join the group.
Yep.
So again, there's lots of opportunities for fitness, for sports, for enjoying music within the community. We also have Movies in the Park available on Mondays for families to go.
Oh, yeah.
And they can go for pre-movie activities. And so there's so many opportunities for families to just get out and enjoy the outdoors.
That's so wonderful. And then what am I missing here? Because I guess you so much. I know. And again, we only have so much time on this show. But what would you say, what should people really take advantage of when they look at the program guide? Do you have one on you?
I do have a program guide.
I just wanted to, if you could hold it up to the, actually here you There you go. Yep. React, I'll do it. Here you go. So if you haven't seen these in the mail yet, we're going to make sure we have some on hand here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, as well as at the farmer's market. I know Johnny would like to keep a stack on hand.
I think, you know, for families just to go through and start marking their calendar, I'd like to remind people with the 4th of July, our fireworks will be on the 3rd of July this year. That's a change. They had been on the 4th in the past.
And I'm excited for that. And it's at the Lowell Park, right?
It's at Lowell Park. So there'll be activities prior to. We'll have a band out there. We'll have some food trucks out there. So it'll be a nice opportunity for families to get out.
Yeah.
The parade route has changed this year. So in the summer, it'll be a new parade route for the 4th of July. So make sure you're looking at that. And again, I just encourage families to put things on their calendars and make a commitment to get out and enjoy everything that's offered within our community.
Yeah. So this is a 60-page piece, so it doesn't take long to look through. And there's just so many different – there's a list of all the parks here. And big shout out to my neighborhood, Banting Park, celebrating its 60th anniversary. So and again, thanks for all the great work you guys do in making that a terrific park. One of the best pickleball courts, perhaps, in the whole region. People come from as far as Madison and Racine to play there. The former home base of pro Zane Navratil, who's now in Austin and sorely missed. But there's adult cooking classes. There's babysitter training.
Right.
Tennis lessons for teens. Something for everybody.
There really is. And in going back to pickleball, I'd be remiss to not talk about our 40 volunteers that help facilitate and run programs.
Wow.
And pickleball is very strong. As you've mentioned, we now have 24 courts within the city. So we have beautiful Banting Park. We have courts at Lowell, and we have courts at Buckner as well. So you can swim and play pickleball.
Sounds great. And the tree program also has a volunteer program as well, right? Or is that the Parks and Rec? I think Foundation has it.
I will say from a volunteer standpoint, we utilize 1,500 unduplicated volunteers, and they're putting in approximately 24,000 hours in our parks. So
that's fantastic.
It's community organizations, it's individuals stepping forward, and we really couldn't do our work without them.
Sure. You know, it's like an uncle of mine who was a city attorney used to say Parks and Rec are the best example of your tax dollars at work. And you guys, of course, are a huge example of it. I really wish we had more time. We're down to our last minute, but I hope to have you guys back on again soon, especially give Aaron a chance to talk more about trees, you know, maybe in the fall. But thank you. Mary's going to help us bring some vets for next week's show on Memorial Day weekend. So enjoy this beautiful Saturday. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Take advantage of our Parks and Rec, and see ya!
My name is Teresa Barber.